Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Please pick up the election results today and see what happened. The American people want this president and his administration and his party to make progress on the things they promised to do. This is exactly what happened last time. They were plotting to impeach him before he ever took office back in 2016. Let us not have a replay of this. Can we just have a couple of years of peace for the Republicans and President Trump to do what they promised to do? Because the American people clearly are asking for it.
That was Scott Jennings there on CNN, and Jim Talent joining us right now. I'd say the answer to that, Scott, is probably very doubtful. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think the answer is up in the air right now. Now, there's no question that the Democrats are going to do everything they can to oppose the policies, which, of course, is their right. The question is whether they engage in these extraordinary tactics, you know, like crossfire hurricane or this sort of thing, to undermine the president's legitimate prerogatives and powers. In other words, are they going to recognize that he's the president and he's entitled to be treated the way presidents should be treated? There's a better chance that they will, Mark, because the election victory was so decisive. In other words, the American people have pretty clearly spoken.
Yes.
And so I have some hope. I guess I would say to you, I think there's a pretty good chance that it'll go off differently this time.
Well, I hope so. Let me get your reaction then to Tuesday night. As of this morning, according to TheHill.com, with Arizona and Nevada in his category, President Trump swept those swing states, and he has 312 electoral votes, which is a landslide by just about any measure. Is that what you expected, Jim?
No, I thought it was 70-30 Trump was going to win. If you put a gun to my head and made me guess, I would have said it would be narrow. But I did think there was a chance this would occur. And, you know, we can talk about why if you want. The logic of the election favored Trump. He had a strong, consistent, credible message, and he was running, obviously, against a very lackluster candidate. And so this was always a possibility. I would not have thought he would have won the popular vote, and he's won it, and it's not going to be close. And another thing I find extraordinary, Mark, is how close, relatively speaking, Trump ran even in states like New Jersey.
Yeah.
So he increased his support across almost every demographic and region of the country, and that really is extraordinary. So as I said, it's a decisive verdict by the people in a way I think 2016 was not. And that's going to have repercussions in Washington.
Well, given his landslide win, I think one thing Mark and I have been talking about is how surprising it is that seven states, including Missouri, voted to enshrine abortion into their constitution or some degree of that. And I mean, I blame a lot of that on initiative petition reform and that we couldn't pass it here in Missouri. But are you as surprised as we are that you have people voting for conservative leaders and then you also have those same people going and voting in favor of abortion?
You know, Tim, ballot issues, voters usually will take separately from how they're going to vote on a partisan standpoint, at least unless they sense there's a partisan aspect to it. And I think what we're seeing here is what we should have expected from as a result of the Dodds ruling, which is that this is going to go back to the states. There's going to be turbulence over a course of time, and then the state laws will eventually reflect sort of the equilibrium of what people want in each state. Now, this one, Amendment 3, was very extreme. I think there wasn't a lot of opportunity for voters to realize that. So I don't think that's the end of the story here on that issue in Missouri.
Which means you think maybe the legislature brings it back in a different form to try to modify a little bit?
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of discussions about what to do. And a complicating factor here, Mark, is how is this going to be interpreted? In other words, the Missouri courts are going to have something to say about this.
Yes.
Do we need to know what they're going to say? But I'd be surprised if there aren't going to be a lot of discussions about what we do to get a law or amendment regarding abortion that at least better reflects what I think most Missourians want. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's going to have to try and figure it out. And, you know, we're only 2 days after the election. So I'll give them a little time.
Jim, I've got about a minute left here, but I have to ask, given the fact that I know you were at least in consideration for a job previously with Donald Trump, would you consider going back and working for him? Is that a possibility?
Well, I'm not looking for a job. I did do a number of part-time things for the last Trump administration. I was on the China Commission. I was on the Defense Policy Board. I think there's a good chance I'll end up doing something like that. Obviously, if you get a call from, you know, people in the administration and they say, we really need you to consider this job, then you have to think about doing it. But I'm not looking for it. And, Mark, there are so many outstanding people, up-and-coming young people, or younger people, to do this job. I'm really full of hope the president's going to get a great team and a great bench.
Yeah, I hope so. But he needs people he knows he can trust, Jim. So if he chose you, that'd be fantastic. Let us know.
Thank you, Mark. I will.
All right. Thank you. Jim Talent, former Missouri senator, always loved to get his thoughts on that. Yeah, he was being considered for a defense secretary at one point, I know, near the end of the Trump administration, the first one, 45. But now we're looking at 47. What's going to happen next? What is it, Tulsi Gabbard? Who's he going to look at for Secretary of Defense? I saw a list of potential candidates today. Maybe we can talk about that a little later.
Get more at 971talk.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.